Hi there. The word for you today is, what do you see? In Proverbs 29:18, the Bible says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Let me ask you, what do you see when you look into your future? Or as the Bible says, what's your vision? In 1872, Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, and yet 100 years later, African Americans were still victims of segregation. During a speech at the Lincoln Memorial in 1963, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. expressed his vision in these now famous words, "I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice and oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream of that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestant and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last." The night before Dr. King was assassinated in Memphis, he told his audience that he had seen the promised land, and even though he may not get there with them, or at least at the same time, they would one day enter it. So, what does this mean for you? It's this. If you don't have a dream or a vision for your life, ask God for one. In Joel chapter 2, it says, your old men will dream dreams, your young men will see visions. God can give you a dream and a vision. And if he gives one to you, pour yourself into it, believing that you will live by his grace to see it fulfilled. And that is the word for you today.